her father, we all called him Papa George. He was born right before the end of the Civil War. And family legend says that he belonged to the man that had them enslaved, and that when they resisted giving him up. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing a picture of him, like a black and white, and he's got, you know, the hair back, and I looked at him when I was little, and I remember asking, "Granny, who is this white man, and why do you have a picture of him?" And she was deeply offended. "That's not a white man, that's my daddy." And I was like, "Well, your daddy looks like a white man, so..." He was more than likely at least half white.
Okay.
And they grew up, and I cannot remember the name of the family that owned them, but I do remember my grandmother saying that it was Judge somebody. He was a judge. I remember her telling them that they were like, I don't know if it was a specific, like if something was going on. But anyway, some of the black people had been getting harassed by white people. And she was on a wagon with her father, and these people stopped, you know, accosted him. Mm-hmm. And the judge rode up, and he hit the man with a horse whip, and he told him to leave them alone because those were his niggers. So they were like under his protection. And I remember that stuck with me because, you know, I'm thinking he used the word nigger, you know, so he's at the same time saying that they are lesser than him, but that they're under his protection.